Close your eyes and tune into your breath. Where do you feel it right now? As for other things going on outside, the sound of the plane, the sound of whatever, you don't have to tune into those. They're there, but you don't have to comment on them. If the mind's going to comment on anything, comment on the breath and your ability to stay with the breath. That's worth a lot of interest. Because you want to make sure that your mind does what you tell it to do and doesn't go slipping off and playing truant. Because here you are in relative ease, and yet the mind is wandering around. What's it going to be like when things in the body are not so easeful? When there's more pain, when there's illness, when death approaches, when you're suffering from separation, disappointments. Those are the times when you really need the mind to be on your side. You really need it to be under your control. So you've got to learn how to practice first, keeping it under control in relatively calm and easeful situations. So it comes when you tell it to come, and it goes when you tell it to go. And it stays put when you tell it to stay. I knew someone one time who had a dream of having a dog that you told it to stay, and if you didn't come back and tell it to move, it wouldn't move at all. That's a bit too much to ask for a dog. But you don't want to be able to tell your mind to stay in one place, especially when the thoughts around it, the things that it could go to, are all to your detriment. You say, I'm just not going to get involved. Things will come through the mind. Remember, we have not only present karma that we're dealing with here, but also past karma. Thoughts coming in, sounds coming in, sights, smells, tastes, whatever. When they first come in, that's the result of past karma. What you do with them, that's your present karma. You want to make sure your present karma is good. Whatever their past karma may be, you have to learn how to live with it. But you make that separation, present karma, past karma. And you're responsible for what you're doing right now, the choices you're making right now. The problem is you're responsible for them, even if you're not fully alert to what you're doing. Some of us think that, well, if part of the mind is doing something involuntarily, there's no karma consequence. But part of the mind knows a little bit what's going on. And you're responsible for that. So you want to be fully alert to what's going on in the mind, what choices you're making. And this is where you do it. Get the mind with the breath. Get the mind here in the present moment, under your control, in a way where the mind feels happy to be here. That way the skill that you develop will eventually become a useful skill down the road when you really need it. When there's nobody else out there who can help you, that's when you really need your mind to be your own best friend.